Americans tell pollsters they expect their politicians to work together and to transcend their differences. But is that the way things really get done? All this week in a series called Crossing the Divide, NPR looks at some of the ways we work together and don't. Today on Day to Day, compromise as less of an art and more of a skill that's taught in high school. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For high school students in Springfield, New Jersey, history class is as much about learning skills for the future as it is about learning facts from the past.
Let's talk about compromise. What are some advantages and disadvantages to compromise?
At Jonathan Dayton High School, teacher Mandy Bellarosa uses class time to help teenagers learn to resolve conflicts. She preaches negotiation and empathy and good listening skills. And she shows her students how to work out everyday squabbles, like the disputes 15-year-old Stephanie Gelband has with her twin brother.
How do you guys usually solve your conflicts?
He usually hits me.
Okay, so we resort in fighting.
Yeah.
Is there another way you could possibly resolve it?
Okay,
maybe you can talk it out. You could try to resolve it in a peaceful manner.
Bellarosa brings the same message to her history lessons. Last week, her sophomore classes studied the Mexican-American War. But after learning what really happened in that two-year battle, they considered whether compromise could have changed the course of history. With some students playing the role of Mexican leaders and others representing the U.S., they tried to negotiate a settlement to prevent the bloodshed.
I would like for him to take his troops out of Mexico.
Okay.
Because it kind of makes Mexico feel like we're being bullied around, and that's not good for our national pride.
Now, how do you respond to that? What are your interests?
We feel that we should have that land, but we're willing to negotiate anyway, even though we could easily take troops into your country.
Okay, that sounds like the beginning of some sort of compromise here.
This activity is a bit unusual for a high school social studies class. Most schools teach history, emphasizing only dates and names. But some 200 teachers around the country have taken their classes in a new direction and now use this conflict resolution curriculum. Arlene Gardner at Rutgers University helped develop it.
The purpose for teaching history is to create citizens so they understand the current events that are going on, so they can participate, so that maybe, you know, they'll run for office and they'll have the skills for resolving conflicts.
Gardner has developed compromise lessons for use as early as third grade. But rather than asking younger children to prevent the Mexican-American War, she has them try to settle another famous struggle, the one between the Zooks and the Yooks in Dr. Seuss's Butter Battle book. The Seussian characters are driven to the brink of war over whether to eat bread with the butter side up or down. Gardner asks third graders to broker a compromise.
They come up with a sandwich, one up, one down. They come up with eating the bread up one day and down the next. I mean, they use conflict resolution, and the solution is to sit down and talk and listen to each other. So I wish I could take Congress and send them Dr. Seuss.
I hope we came to some decisions.
Back in high school, some of Miss Bellarosa's students believe the adults running our country could use some compromise lessons. Sophomore Liat Zabludovsky says too many politicians are single-minded and headstrong.
Right now, I think that because a lot of leaders are so focused on getting their own agenda across, that it's actually weakening the system. And if we were able to come to a compromise, everyone would look a lot stronger because they can respect each other.
Still, even after learning conflict resolution techniques, few students here are optimistic that things will change when their generation gets older and takes the reins of power. Senior Akima Hill says the very nature of politics makes it hard for people to work together.
You go into politics thinking I want to do this and this for the country, but after a while it doesn't become about that. It becomes about yourself and you lose that.
Indeed, for these teenagers living their lives with their nation at war and their leaders sharply divided, political compromise remains mainly a theoretical idea, something they talk about in history class, but rarely have seen in real life. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Find out more about NPR's Crossing the Divide series online, where you can submit your stories about conflict, cooperation, and compromise at npr.org.